It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and get ready for another edition of Care or Don't Care.
All right.
If you don't know how it works, I read a headline, and then we go around the room, and I ask my co-hosts if they care to hear about it. If they do, that story gets recycled and given to underprivileged children so they can finally have paper to write their Christmas wish list to Santa. If they don't care, though.
Oh, yeah? What happens?
Oh, no.
We immediately send that paper to Mrs. Claus, where she rolls it up and uses it to whack elves who aren't working hard enough on toys for the holidays.
Wow. Is that how they run things up there?
It is.
Wow. Oh,
so what do you guys want? You want more elf whacking?
Kind of.
We'll find out.
I don't know, Jeff. You love whacking elves.
We're going to get right to it with your first headline. A mom is suing a babysitter for the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard.
Ooh.
Care or don't care?
Ooh, I care.
Oh, I care. I hire babysitters all the time. What can I sue them for?
Yeah. A 19-year-old babysitter in England was taking care of a 7-year-old girl and a 9-year-old boy. And while she was looking after them, she wanted to reward the children for their good behavior.
Okay.
Oh,
so she drove them to a local McDonald's, and the two kids requested a chicken nugget Happy Meal for dinner.
Dude, yeah. And it guaranteed to always make you happy.
Yeah, that's a good babysitter, man.
But what she didn't know, though, was that the children were both vegetarians.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
So when the mother came home and saw what they'd eaten for dinner, the babysitter was fired on the spot and not paid for the day.
Oh, dang.
Whoa.
Oh, come on.
No.
Plus, she found out a week later she was also being sued for $350 in emotional support damages.
What?
Wow. Come on, listen, it's bad enough to, like, fire her.
Yes. You're suing a 19-year-old?
You clearly didn't make it obvious they're vegetarian.
Right.
Yeah, that's true, too.
And how much emotional damage would cost $350? That doesn't seem like very much to me.
The kids are probably happier.
The babysitter commented, saying, "The lady screamed at me even after I told her the children's are the one who requested it."
Right.
Oh, I can see them like, we want that.
Yeah.
And then the mom slapped the nugget box out of the babysitter's hand.
Oh, stop. Dang.
The mom said, "You don't respect this family's diet choice."
Okay. Whoa.
I mean, it just goes to show people are finally realizing how to be kind to each other.
Is that
year.
What it shows?
Wow.
Yeah, I'm
That's
really
good.
Happy we got through that.
That makes
story.
Me so glad I have a job and don't have to babysit.
Yeah. Yeah. It was the opposite of a Happy Meal.
We're going to your next headline. Does size matter? One scientist says, boing. Care or don't
says
care?
Boing?
Boing.
Oh, don't care.
I care because I have a little boing.
I don't care about size either.
Look out, Curly, in the North Pole.
Oh,
back to the workshop. No more candy cane cell phone break for you. All right.
Well, why did everyone look up when you said that? Like, I'm literally looking to the North Pole.
It's true.
Curly!
All right, sorry, another elf.
No!
Moving on. Move over, Mariah Carey, and sit down, Springsteen. There's a brand new holiday song that's taken over the world.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Care or don't care?
Care. Absolutely care.
Care.
Everybody loves Christmas music.
Yeah.
But I would say sometimes it can feel a little repetitive.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Hearing the same 7 or 8 songs that we've all heard for the last 50 years.
Yeah, and every year someone comes out with a new album trying to trump Mariah, and it just hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, well, we finally have a brand new Christmas hit.
Really?
I'm excited.
A pet food company in England just created the first ever Christmas song made just for dogs.
What?
Oh, that's cute.
And no, this isn't just like dogs barking jingle bells.
Okay.
That's what I thought.
Even though I do support that. But they use scientific research and dog focus groups to put together a Christmas song that's specifically made to appeal just to canines.
I hope a squirrel doesn't come around the dog focus groups.
They will not focus.
No.
The song is called Raise the Woof.
Oh, do we get to hear it?
Nope, I'm just going to tell you about
it.
I'm kidding. Of course I'm going to let you hear it.
Don't tease me like that.
If you have your pup around at home, make sure to bring him into the room right now to listen, because he's going to want to get his Christmas joy on.
So
let's hear the new canine Christmas hit, Raise the Woof.
Sit.
Oh, good girl.
This. Would you like to go on Wookiees?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dog's going nuts.
Oh, good girl.
Mm.
Remix!
Wait, why is Jose scratching at the door? Right? Yeah.
Oh, instantly better than anything we play on our station.
Totally. I loved it.
I actually did too.
Yeah.
I'm all about that.
I think we might have a new number one Christmas hit this year.
All right.
Dude, that'd be great.
So look out for Raise the Woof.
Yeah.
The woof. Moving on to the next story. Oh, wow.
Oh.
Do you smell what I smell?
I don't.
Care or don't care?
I don't smell anything.
I care it. I care. What do you smell?
I don't
you
care.
Have to care.
Come on, I care.
Come on, smell it now.
A clothing company called the House of Lanvin recently launched a set of t-shirts that are going to sell for $600 a piece.
Whoa. For a t-shirt?
What's so unique about them? Well, each one is a big photo of various types of fruit on the front of the shirt that can be used for scratch and sniffs.
A scratch and sniff shirt.
Yep. For example, there's a men's shirt that has a big cherry on it, blackberry one for women, and a strawberry one for both.
All right, but those fruit are right over my chest.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I feel like I'm inviting something that I may not want from everyone.
Why is your face deep in my cherry?
Yeah.
The scents are relatively pungent, and sniffing one, it's like sniffing one of those special markers from elementary school.
Yeah,
remember
yes.
those? The scent is supposed to last up to 50 washes.
Whoa.
Seriously? That's actually great.
Dude, yeah. Do they have kids' version, or is this all for adults?
I think it's just for adults.
This is so funny.
Kids are going to want them.
I mean, you want to buy a $600 shirt for a child?
Oh, that's a good point. I forgot about that part.
Yeah.
Never mind. Nobody's getting it here.
Yeah,
I forgot.
And finally, Jeff's joke of the day.
Yay!
Care, don't care.
Care.
What did one saggy boob say to the other?
What?
What?
We better perk up or people are going to think we're nuts. Hey, look at that. I actually got
funny.
A genuine laugh from you guys.
That was good.
That's care or don't care. We got your phone tap coming up right after this.